Now, let me drop on down. I'm going to hit high points from now on. And I come down to verse 9. He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law. Now, that means the word of God here, because everything that had been written up to the time of Solomon was called the law. The book of Joshua was included. Book of Judges was included. And that was about it. And, of course, many of the Psalms of David were already being used. And so it's called the law at that time. Now, he that turneth away his ear from hearing the word of God, even his prayer shall be an abomination. Now, the thing that God is saying is this. If you want God to hear you, you hear him first. And he's made it very clear that he doesn't listen to the prayer of the godless man. That is just sentimental twaddle today that people talk about the godless man. At the time trouble comes to him, his little daughter's sick, and he can go in a sentimental way and call upon God to raise her up. Now, may I say to you, I would suggest he call in a godly friend to pray for the little girl. And I certainly hope the Lord will raise her up. But God's not going to hear his prayer because God says he won't. And over in 1 Peter 3:12, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. God's made it very clear where he stands. And he even says here that prayer's an abomination to him. Why? It's actually sin. It really turns out. Now, he says here, I'm dropping down now to verse 10, whoso causeth the righteous to go astray in an evil way, he shall fall himself into his own pit, but the upright shall have good things in possession. Now, this is a law of God that's operative in this world, and you can find that as you go through the Word of God. You can find again and again and again an example of that. Take the life of David, and the thing that he did brought scandal into his own family and his own home. Now I'm moving on down to verse 11. The rich man is wise in his own eyes. One of the things about the rich is that riches will minister to pride and conceit. It's something that seems to go along with it. And today, you hear of some rich man giving a testimony at a banquet, especially a prominent banquet. But did you ever hear of just a poor, simple, ordinary fella giving a testimony? You hear of the great men of this world that give a testimony at the president's prayer breakfast. My, but did you ever hear them just reaching down and getting some poor little vegetable variety of a Christian, let him give a testimony? But you notice what God says? The rich man is wise in his own eyes, but the poor that hath understanding searcheth him out. That poor man, it may be poor in this world's goods, the poor of this world, but rich in faith. And that poor man can listen to the testimony of the rich and know that it's as hollow, it's a sham, and that lacks reality, and even if it is real, it will lack the ring of discernment and of understanding of spiritual things. I have been to those banquets when they've called upon some prominent businessman to give a testimony, and he gets up and says things. Actually, you'd see several people who have real spiritual discernment bowing their heads in embarrassment at the thing that he's saying. And that happens sometimes in a so-called Hollywood convert. Boy, this is a good proverb, by the way, one that's generally passed over.